Here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Meanwhile,
how you doing?
All right, let's do it.
Go.
Thank you, and welcome to another edition of Totally Useless Movie Trivia, where we run down the top 10 of directors' movies that we pick. And this week, well, this whole entire series right now seems to be Martin Scorsese movies, and we are doing The Aviator, based on Howard Hughes.
That sounds so interesting.
And we are joined by Morty.
Hey, how's it going?
A New Yorker by heart. A Californian by any other means.
Some people say I remind them of that guy from Family Guy.
Kind of.
I don't know. Let's do the show.
Let's do it. Ooh.
So we're going to talk about The Aviator.
Okay. You ready to do this top 10?
Yeah.
All right. Whenever you're ready to go.
Number 10.
10.
Steven Spielberg was interested in directing a Howard Hughes biopic.
Biopic.
That's what I said.
Okay. Like biology.
I wonder who else was interested.
I don't know. It's not written there.
Possibly Woody Allen?
Maybe.
I love Woody Allen. Ooh. There's something just so original about him. Number nine. Cate Blanchett had 3 different red hair wigs for this film.
Only 3.
Wow.
Wowzy wooza.
That's just so amazing.
The behind the scenes is incredible, isn't it?
I don't even know how they could get these films made. If I was back there, I would be excited the whole time. I wouldn't be able to concentrate.
I understand that. I get that.
Like right now, I'm like, you gotta do number 8, Joe. You gotta do it. But then there's part of me.
I thought your name was Mort.
I know, but I have an inner monologue.
Oh. Your inner monologue is named Joe?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Number 8.
The show must go on.
Yes.
So, Cate Blanchett's portrayal of Katharine Hepburn makes her the first performer to win an Oscar for playing a real-life Oscar winner.
Huh.
Whoa.
A piece of trivia that no one knows about.
Okay.
Great.
Number 7.
Are you okay over there?
Well, there's a weird pungent aroma that's kind of like flowing around me. I think we'll just blame that on Joe. Number 7.
All right, number 7.
Freckles were painstakingly painted onto Cate Blanchett's face, arms, and chest to make her resemble Katharine Hepburn.
You know you can get freckle tattoos now, right?
That's stupid.
But you can do it.
Have you seen all the cream I have to wear?
No. You are kind of pasty.
And there's people that are paying for it.
Yeah. You're a ginger. What do you expect? Soulless ginger New Yorker Jew.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Number 6.
6.
The only Martin Scorsese film that Leonardo DiCaprio has starred in that is rated PG-13.
Yeah. Whoever wrote that piece is terrible. We're going to have to fire them.
So there's no F-bombs in this one?
I don't think so. You can say it if you want to.
I don't like to be crass.
Okay.
Number 5.
Number 5.
This is included among the 1,001 movies that you must see before you die. Edited by Steven Schneider.
Okay.
What?
1,001. This is one of the 1,001 movies you must see. Wasn't there another Howard Hughes biopic?
There always is. Who was in it?
Like fucking Ben Affleck or somebody?
It was somebody. I can't remember who.
I can't either.
They always have movies close together, like the Wyatt Earps and the Capotes and the Exorcist.
Yes.
Okay, number four. Ooh, I like this one. Kate Beckinsale. Oh.
That's okay. Reread it.
There's no D in there until maybe later.
I know. I was going to say.
Kate Beckinsale gained 20 pounds for her portrayal of Ava Gardner. I'm almost sounding like I'm going to say Archie.
Eat it. Good job, eat it.
Number three.
Three.
Howard Hughes' Los Angeles home in the film was actually the home he lived in on Maryland Drive.
Huh.
Whoa.
I wonder who owns that place now.
Well, maybe a Gabor.
Or the Howard Hughes
Trust.
The
Gabors buy everything.
Or the Kardashians.
And then they brag about it on the TMZ.
Yes.
Okay, number two.
Number two.
Michael Mann was originally going to direct the film, but having directed back-to-back biopics, The Insider and Ali, he decided to produce instead and offered the script to Martin Scorsese.
Well, there you go. There's the other person that wanted to direct it, at least.
He's the man. Okay, so number one.
All comes down to this.
Yay!
We have gone from number 10 to number 2, and we are at the final big number one.
Number one. In his speech at the Golden Globes. You know, they're kind of like the Oscars, but a little bit smaller.
Tiny.
Leonardo DiCaprio revealed that Michael Mann had a hand in writing the film's screenplay.
Really?
Whoa.
The guy that was originally going to direct the film.
That just came out of nowhere.
And produced it. Hey, have you ever thought that the Golden Globes really is, I mean, think about it. The Golden Globes are just basically balls. It takes balls to get an award by an actor.
And it has a lot of holes in it.
It takes balls for an actor to give another actor an award.
You know, you take the fun out of everything.
No, I don't.
Sometimes the truth hurts.
The Golden Globes.
And it doesn't need to be said.
Why don't they just call it the Big Giant Ballsack Award? Here's your balls award.
Because Hollywood sways enough.
The Big Giant Sack. The Swaying Sack Award.
The Sack Awards.
Yeah.
The Sacko.
You can't call it the Sack Awards. It's too close to the SAG Awards, which makes sense.
Well, you add a K.
Yeah, the Sack.
You add a K, then it's okay.
It's a Sacko. So they call it the Golden Globes.
Okay, so that's all we have for this week's of...
Totally useless movie trivia.
Well, it's not totally useless because I was here.
Well, no, it's it's totally useless movie trivia.
Yeah,
it's not marred as a useless tool bag movie trivia.
So this is Morty with the Joe in a monologue.
What's your favorite color?
Chartreuse.
The fuck?
With a little bit of plaid.
Just a dash.
I love pronouncing the letter A. It's just
Spritz. I'm sure you do like pronouncing A.
Do you like how it just stays in your head after I say it? Plaid.
Explain why I want to fucking shove an ice pick in my ear.
You're a very unpleasant individual.
I am not.
I'm leaving.
Okay. I'm a dick.
You can go to hell.
Okay. We'll see you soon.
Goodbye.
Bye. I guess that's it.
Go screw yourself.
The door is up the stairs.
You jerk.
You fucking weirdo.
Queer.
That turned quickly. Call me a queer. What an asshole.
Shut up, Joe.
Oh, shit. All right. With that, we're leaving. Are you out of here yet? Can you go home?
Suck it.
Good show. Jolly good show. Jolly good show indeed.
Hakuna Matata, bitches.
This is the Cinescape Movie Podcast. We thank you for listening to the show, and if you have any questions or comments, you can email us or tweet us. My handle is @JoeSpiegel_Joe. My handle, that's what I call it, my handle.
You can tweet me at, you can send me a tweet at.
Tweet me, you can follow me, fuck off, all right.
Yeah, follow, you can follow me or tweet me at, send a tweet to.
All right.
Follow would be better.
You can follow me on Twitter.
You can Twitter me.
You can follow me on Twitter @JoeSpiegel_Joe.
And for me, it is at...
What about you?
MPS5150, because I make it easy.
Yeah, you do.
Well, that's the end of the show. Thank you for listening. And please remember, share the podcast.
Hey.
What is it, Joe?
Yeah. You see that little button over there? Yeah?
Yes.
All you gotta
what
do?
Button?
The little share button.
Which button is that?
It says share.
Sometimes it's a little arrow that goes in a circle.
Regardless, it's there.
Or more.
So share.
Share. Share that podcast.
Click that shit. It's simple.
Please.
We do put some work into this. Not a lot. Not as much as we should. But still, all you have to do is click the share button.
Yeah. Click anything that says share. Like on our movie reviews, there's a Facebook share and a Google Plus. Pick one. We prefer Facebook, but you know.
Spread the love.
Help us grow.
Spread the love, and we will spread our legs open for you.
No, we won't.
I take showers.
Well, what is that one? Show the balls?
Open your balls.
Open your balls.
Shower, yeah. Share the show.
Share the hell out of it.
Share.
Give her some love. I sound like little Nick.
Have a good night.
This is the end. It's the end. Finito! The end, I tell you! We're all going to nibble the dust!
Or go fuck yourself.